I'm sure many of us have heard the phrase, all roads lead to Rome. The Roman Empire prided itself in its complex system of roads, connecting every part of the empire with the capital. These stone-paved roads, built by slaves, were feats of engineering, passing over hills and mountains, taking many twists and turns to avoid nature's obstacles. They were anything but straight. John the Baptist would have traveled Roman roads many times in his life, as did those who came out to the desert to hear John preach. It was there, where the roads end in the desert, that John tells his disciples to build a new road, one for God's Son. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Of course, John was not telling them to pick up shovels or pickaxes. Rather, John was praying for them and for us who follow them, to pave a way of love for the Lord to enter into our hearts and to touch our souls and to transform our lives. John is the last prophet before Jesus, as well as the first of the Lord's disciples. For those who are willing to undertake this ambitious task of making a straight path for the Lord, John tells us that the Lord will be with us along the way. God comes alongside us to assist us in our road making and bridge building, making winding roads both straight and smooth, by forgiving our sins and removing obstacles from our path. As he proclaimed, every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The Lord, always merciful and loving, will purify us, perfect us, and prepare us for himself. The road work began in each and every one of us on the day of our baptism, and it continues through prayer and sacraments until we meet the Lord at the end of our earthly journey. As Paul told the Philippians, I am confident of this, that the one who began the good work in you will continue to complete it. To help us keep the road straight and smooth, Paul encourages us to increase in our knowledge and love of the Lord, so that we may be pure and blameless for the day of the Lord's coming. So, my sisters and brothers, during this season of Advent, let us prepare for the coming of Christ, both at Bethlehem, at his birth in Bethlehem, and his return in glory as King, by opening our hearts and souls to him in prayer and loving deeds, so that our hearts and homes will be filled with joy, wonder, and praise when Jesus comes. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.